KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night, postseason action in the smaller schools continued. In Class 1A regional quarterfinal round play, it was Exira EHK advancing with a 3-2 victory over Stanton. Charter Oak Ute beat West Harrison 6-2. Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden Ralston 4-3. Newell Fonda topping Arweva 13-1. Corning beat Lennox 11-7. Essex South Page over Fremont Mills 9-3. Also in 2A quarterfinal round play last night, it was Central Decatur over Nottoway Valley 6-1. Logan Magnolia defeating Missouri Valley 11-7. Tri-Center dumping IKM Manning 4-0. Underwood over Riverside 12-2. Trainer beat Griswold 6-0. And Kemper Catholic a 9-inning, 9-8 winner over Van Meter last night. Regional softball action continues tonight. The bigger schools now hit the postseason trail. Class 4A quarterfinals tonight here in southwest Iowa feature Glenwood at Lewis Central. Also, Creston is at home tonight hosting Carroll. In Class 5A quarterfinals, Sioux City West will visit Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson tonight. Those games at 7 o'clock. The winners will move on in tournament play. In high school boys regular season baseball action last night, Adair Casey beat Stanton 15-4. It was Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 4-3. Arweva topping Glidden Ralston 7-3. Exira EHK over Bowyer Valley 7-3. Also, it was Earlham beating Panorama 9-0. Glenwood over Abraham Lincoln 15-5. Harlan and St. Albert played two, with each team winning a game. Harlan beat the Falcons 5-4 in the opener. It was St. Albert coming back to beat the Cyclones 9-6 in the second game. Kemper Catholic shut out Carroll 8-0. It was Lewis Central, a 4-0 shutout over Clarinda. Trainer doubled up Shenandoah 6-3. Underwood over Logan Magnolia 7-1. Waukon beat Denison 9-6. And West Central Valley, a winner over Guthrie Center by a 3-2 final. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Matt Carpenter hit a two-run homer, and Matt Holliday drove in a couple with a two-out hit to help the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Houston Astros 5-4. Carpenter's ninth homer of the season in the seventh inning gave the win to Seth Maness. Tony Cruz got hit by starter Jordan Lyles' first pitch of the inning, and one out later, Carpenter belted a 2-1 pitch into the right field stands off reliever Wesley Wright. Maness gave up two hits and a run in two innings of relief, striking out three. Edward Mujica earned his 25th save of the year. He's appeared in six consecutive games, going 1-1 with four saves. There were two other interleague games yesterday. It was Pittsburgh over Oakland 5-0. The LA Angels beat the Chicago Cubs 13-2. In the American League, Robinson Cano hit a three-run homer. Lyle Overbay added a grand slam. And the New York Yankees snapped out of their offensive funk with an 8-1 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Ivan Nova delivered another impressive pitching performance, and the Yankees held to one run each of the previous 3 days, stopped a three-game slide. They watched two more players get banged up, though, when slumping Travis Hafner and speedy Brett Gardner left with injuries. Hafner came out with a bruised left foot, while Gardner departed with a bruised right leg after getting hit by a pitch for the second time. The team said x-rays on both were negative, and they were day-to-day. Nova yielded only four singles and a double over 8 innings for his second win in 3 solid starts. Cano and Overbay both connected off of Wade Davis. Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore beat Texas 6-1, Toronto over Cleveland 5-4, Detroit down the Chicago White Sox 8-5, Tampa Bay in 13 innings, a 4-3 winner over Minnesota. Boston beat Seattle 11-4. In the National League, Miami a winner over Atlanta 6-2, Cincinnati a 6-2 winner over Milwaukee, the New York Mets beat San Francisco 7-2, Washington over Philadelphia 5-1, the Dodgers beat Arizona in 14 innings 7-5, while Colorado dumped San Diego by a 5-4 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball, New Orleans beat the Iowa Cubs 6-5, the Omaha Storm Chasers an 8-3 winner over Memphis. Cardinals pitcher Chris Carpenter is set to make his first minor league rehabilitation start next week. The former Cy Young winner pitched a 3-inning simulated game on Wednesday. St. Louis manager Mike Matheny said Carpenter will start Monday for AA Springfield. Matheny said Carpenter will be limited to a pitch count in the 60s range in his first live action since making 3 starts during the playoffs last year. Nerve issues have sidelined the 38-year-old Carpenter since before the start of spring training this season, and it appeared his career might be in jeopardy. Carpenter has made mostly steady progress during the past 2 months in his comeback attempt. On Wednesday, he faced teammates Shane Robinson, Pete Cosma, and Rob Johnson in the simulated game. In other baseball news, New York Mets right-hander Matt Harvey will skip his scheduled start on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Pirates, possibly setting the stage for him to start for the National League in Tuesday's All-Star game. Manager Terry Collins says a minor blister has recently bothered the rookie. Harvey is a candidate for is considered a top candidate to get the start at the Mets' Citi Field. He's 7-2 with a .235 earned run average and leads the league with 147 strikeouts. Right-hander Yu Darvish has been placed on the 15-day disabled list by the Texas Rangers, and he'll miss the All-Star game next week. Darvish has a mild strain in his upper back. San Francisco pitcher Chad Godin is facing a lewdness charge after being accused of touching a woman's breast at a Las Vegas hospital earlier this year. Godin's attorney says the pitcher is suffering from an illness that causes disorientation. The 30-year-old was arrested January 27th and charged earlier this month with open and gross lewdness, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The arrest wasn't publicized back in January, and the newspaper reported on that case yesterday. Police in Georgia say the wife of former Major League pitcher Chris Benson is in jail without bond after her husband accused her of threatening him with a gun. Smyrna police say 37-year-old Anna Benson was arrested Sunday on charges of aggravated assault with a weapon, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, and trespassing. Ryan Howard had surgery yesterday to repair a tear in his left knee. The Philadelphia Phillies' big first baseman will miss between 6 to 8 weeks as he rehabs that injury. Lots of NBA news yesterday as the free agent period officially opened. The Cleveland Cavaliers are taking a chance on Andrew Bynum and his creaky knees. The free agent center, who never played one second with Philadelphia last season because of knee injuries, has agreed to terms on a 2-year contract with the Cavs. That's according to a person familiar with the negotiations. Bynum's deal with the Cavaliers has $6 million in guaranteed money, and he could reach $24 million with incentives. The Portland Trail Blazers formally signed free agent small forward Darrell Wright and acquired center Robin Lopez and forward Thomas Robinson in trades, sealing 3 of several deals the team struck last week. The Blazers got Lopez in a 3-team trade with New Orleans and Sacramento that sent guard Tyreke Evans to the Pelicans and guard Grievous Vasquez to the Kings. The New York Knicks acquired Andre Bargnani from Toronto for center Marcus Camby and forwards Steve Novak and Quentin Richardson. The Knicks also sent to the Raptors a 2016 first-round pick and second-round selections in 2014 and 2017. The Golden State Warriors have picked up the option on coach Mark Jackson's contract for the 2014-15 season. Jackson took the Warriors from a 23-43 record during the lockout-shortened season his first year to a 47-35 mark last season. That earned the Warriors the Western Conference number 6 seed, and they eliminated Denver in the first round of the playoffs. The NBA has confirmed the 3-team trade that will send swingman Andre Iguodala to the Golden State Warriors, guard Randy Foy to the Denver Nuggets, and a trio of expiring contracts, along with a package of draft picks to the Utah Jazz. That trade, announced on Wednesday, started when the Warriors reached a free agent agreement with Iguodala on a 4-year, $48 million deal last week. Chris Birdman Anderson has signed a $1.7 million one-year deal to return to the NBA champion Miami Heat. The forward averaged just under 5 points in 42 games last season off the Heat bench, but averaged 6.5 in 20 playoff games. The Chicago Bulls have signed free agent forward Mike Dunleavy to a 2-year deal. He averaged 10.5 points last season for the Milwaukee Bucks and shot over 42% from three-point range. Dunleavy is entering his 12th NBA season. The L.A. Clippers have acquired J.J. Redick and sent Eric Bledsoe and Caron Butler to the Phoenix Suns in a 3-team trade. That deal, which also sends Jared Dudley from the Suns to the Clippers, had been reported earlier but couldn't be officially announced until the NBA rules allowed it. The Milwaukee Bucks obtained 2 second-round draft picks as part of that trade as well. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.